This episode is recorded in front of a live streaming audience.
Prepare to attack the enemy's control points.
Get behind me, Doctor!
I am fully charged!
You are listening to Control Point, a Team Fortress 2 podcast with Brent Copeland, Eric Fullerton, Wes Wilson, and Spencer Williams.
Control Point, episode 115, recorded on October 9th, 2011.
We're starting. I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
And we have a special guest, you guys!
Yay! Yay, that's right. We are at Dead Workers Party Party 2011. And it's an awesome time. This is actually the first time we've actually had a working LAN up and running. And we've been playing TF2 and had a tournament and stuff like that. But we'll talk about that a little bit later.
So what are we going to talk about now?
Oh, I don't know.
Should we mention our sponsors?
Sure.
For the DWPP. This will be kind of like the DWPP episode of Control Point. That's a lot of CPDWPP. Anyway, first of all, we've got to thank... Valve. I mean, you can see this that's on the table if you're looking at the video on the live stream. This is just what's left of what they sent to everybody here. And I think everybody here was really appreciative of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So give us a rundown, Brent, of all the crazy stuff they sent. It was one big box.
Yeah. There was probably 15 shirts, 10 to 15 shirts.
Yep.
There was 4 sticky bombs. There was 2 poster packs, so like 10 posters, 50 packs of cards. There were 2 of the Manco hats.
Oh, and what does it say on the hat? It says,
Manco.
We sell products and get in fights.
Yes.
Love it.
And get in fights. And
bunch of trading cards.
Bunch of stuff. So we appreciate that. It and 24 keys to TFC.
Yes.
Nice.
Which I think the tournament happens later tonight. I'm not sure. but we really appreciate that. Not to mention someone here, Mr. Joe Hill, sponsored Wiz War. Who won Wiz War?
Yes, that would be Falcon.
That would be Falcon. Something playing there, I think. I'm not sure.
The penultimate.
So it's been a
you
lot
are
of
the
fun.
Penultimate gamer.
Yes.
Also, other sponsors of games was Chromie, who sponsored the tournament, and Jeremy Autumn also sponsored the DWPP, as well as Lethal Drive, Balls, and Curse, and Deal News, who actually supplied the network for all of us, gave us an 80 port gigabit switch for the weekend. How'd people like that?
That was insane. Made it happen.
So that was
did you say
awesome.
Chromie and Jeremy Autumn?
Yes.
Those guys are awesome.
They are awesome. And also, well, these guys were going to sponsor us, but then they forgot about us, so we didn't have any of them. I'm not even going to mention them. Is that angry? Is that angry? They start with an R, so if you're listening to this, it's you. And, of course, Makers Local 256, who ran an awesome a tournament last night for Minecraft Resource Race. So thank you to all of them. I already said Balls.
Okay.
I'll say
just
it a
making
lot
sure.
on the shaft later, because it works really well together.
And also, we had a pleasant surprise.
Yes.
Stefos Walk ordered us pizza from all the way across the U.S.
Yes.
That was really great.
From the best pizza place in town.
Nom.
Terry's Pizza is good stuff.
Yeah, it's a local
and so,
favorite.
As you heard, Stefos, everybody loved the pizza.
Yeah, it was tasty.
I feel like I'm forgetting some other things in there. For that, but I'm sure I'll spit it out later when I pass out or something. So,
sweet.
What does that lead to? Also, I got to say, the guys from 4L, Blue, and Double Helix ran a tournament for us, which was an awesome tournament. We'll talk about it later because I want to. And okay, let's go. What's next?
How about Status?
What's. Everybody want to do
Hold
the...
Hold on a minute. Let me play the bumper real quick.
Status.
That was weak.
That was weak. How about one more time?
Better.
Status. Yeah. Ready? Let's go one more time.
Status.
There it is.
Brilliant.
Status.
Much better.
So what you been doing this week, Wesley?
Well, I have been playing a lot of TF2 here.
Yes.
I actually went to the beach last week, so I didn't really get to play all that much.
Where did you go exactly?
I went to Orange Beach, which is right on the border of Florida and Alabama, and it's beautiful.
Gotcha.
And yeah, and so I spent the week on the beach with my kids and my wife and my parents. Mm. And then I came back here for this event and played a lot of TF2.
So were you like in a tent on the beach or something?
No.
You stayed with your kids and wife on the beach all week long?
Yeah, we were in a condo on the beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it works.
I thought maybe it was just a tent or maybe
no.
just a blanket.
No.
Just stayed out there all week long.
Although if I had put my whole family in the condo and I had just stayed on the beach, that would have been kind of nice.
I think you're at a bar drinking because I don't see a suntan.
No.
On
well, that's just it. When you got kids, you can't stay out in the sun very long. You got to be good.
Oh, so duct tape them up and throw them in the water.
What about nice. You, Mr. Eric?
Well, I've had a dandy of a time playing TF2 right here at the con, and man, so many good matches. I actually wasn't in the 2v2 tournament. I don't remember what happened. I was supposed to be on Maz's team though, John Maz. But something happened and I wasn't there. But it's basically you know a bunch of computers all rowed up and everything, and it's just sit down and start playing. And we've been playing a lot on CP1 and on the 4L servers, and then I don't know if the trend really caught on, but we're trying to put DWPP in the tag. That way people would know who's at the con and who's not. Although a bunch of people on the internet started putting DWPP on there just for fun.
Well,
I don't know.
Inuyasha put DWPP in
spirit.
In spirit.
That's
yeah,
right. That's
that was
right.
Good.
Yeah. But it's really fun to actually just kind of walk around and see all the people that I actually played TF2 with all the time throughout the year, and just kind of hover over their back like a creep and like see what they do, like see how they actually play. Because most times, I mean, when you play a TF2, you just see someone kill you or help you out. Either way. But it's interesting just seeing, you know, people move their fingers and how they play.
Yeah, I think Blue is actually cheating because the way he plays with a mouse and an Xbox controller. Did you notice that?
That is bizarre.
I did not notice that.
He does his movement on his left hand with the Xbox controller, and then he does his mouse look and his firing with the right hand.
He's a freak of nature.
Yep.
Now, but he's good.
Blue.
He's good, though.
And he came from console gaming, right? TF2. So,
you want to grab a mic real quick? You want to grab a mic and tell us about it? How freaky you
are? Here you go.
Rub it a little bit.
Make fun of you. No, actually, when I started playing, I played on the console, and the hardest thing I found was the switchover was the movements.
Right.
And Dave, you're with there with me, right? Dave, Rocket Sauce. I just felt it was a lot easier to strafe and jump. I strafe jump and do quick change, call for medic, taunt, all with my left.
Okay.
Everything else is done with the right.
So does it make it hard to like rocket jump?
No.
As a matter of fact, I watched him do it. It was like, doo-doo. It was super quick.
I've done rocket jump maps with people that's what they do.
Yeah.
And I can get through it with them. So it doesn't really hamper any movement.
A little skyscraper action.
Yes, yeah.
And speaking of Spike, he has some mouse issues with your hand, right? You don't want to use the keyboard with your left hand, right? Yeah, so he uses like a Wii nunchuck.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Am I the only one that noticed all this stuff?
I think yeah.
I was too busy killing people.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like actually paid attention to all you people. But I thought that was kind of cool too. And what that does is it keeps him from getting the claw.
The claw. Yeah.
The claw.
So, let's see. Was I still babbling about stuff?
Probably.
Oh. Okay, it's your turn to babble, Brent.
Oh, my turn? Well, do what?
Oh, my loadout.
Yeah.
Oh, what's
thanks
new
a lot,
in my
Clyde.
Loadout?
Clyde's I got the, asking for loadouts,
I got
so
the
blame
mutt,
that on
I got
Clyde
the mutton chops.
Him.
Was it Hilbert who was playing on my computer? I brought my iMac 27-inch down here, And it's not my gaming rig, but it's my video editing rig. But I brought it down here because it's like it's one piece, you know, it's just simple. So I brought it down here, and of course, you know, TF2 is for Mac, and so is Minecraft and StarCraft 2, the three games that we play here.
And that actually play on Macs.
Like, yeah.
You named
yeah.
all three of them.
Right. Yeah. And it looks great. So
I think you can play solitaire on a Mac, too.
That's you true. Can. Yeah.
Well, some kinds of solitaire.
There is no Minesweeper, though. That's kind of kind of sad for some people. But anyway, so Hilbert sat down. You know, we all kind of swap in and out, you know, people's computers and whatever. And then it dropped. But I haven't equipped it yet, so it's actually not in my loadout, technically. But it will be soon. I'm excited about that. So.
Actually, I've got something to tell you, Eric. While you were away from your computer, I traded it with mine.
But all weekend, the only thing that dropped for me was a crate or two. You know, it's like, I got enough crates.
Falcon got me Pyro Milestone 3.
Oh, nice.
And then I think you got me some achievements night before last.
What? You were playing on my machine. Yeah. What'd you get me?
Machine.
Oh,
it's true. It's yeah. true.
Did you get me any achievements?
I think so.
So what's the big highlights for you this week, or at the con at least? All the TF2 and going on. You've been going freaking nuts with the tournament.
No, we had the TF2 tournament that 4L put on because I was too slow to get it running, and they were sick of Minecraft, I think. So. Got that running. It was incredible. It was like every team that was there was like any second, any other day, they could have won this match. And that was what was so much fun about it. It was just every single match was a challenge, and it was awesome. And my partner, Mr. Moot over there.
Yeah, Moot in the house.
Ended up bringing out the first place prize.
Yeah.
Nice, brother.
Yep.
So that was a lot of fun. And besides that, just trying to get everything going, and I did some cooking today. That was fun.
You did.
It's not really gaming. And so you'll see all these people. But, you know, everybody else who did will be throwing up in about, what, how long does the food poisoning take?
Oh, it takes a good 24 hours.
Okay, so tomorrow when y'all are going home, think of me. You will be.
Yikes.
Probably cursing me. Sorry.
Yep.
Also got a chance to play. Art brought up the rock band. It's a Fender Squire. And it's awesome. It's like you actually play the notes. Like
actual strings.
Yeah, it's the pro guitar.
Yep. And that thing scares everyone. Like, you turn to them and you're like, hey, you want to try this? They're like, no.
Yeah.
And
I was kind of afraid of it a little bit.
I wouldn't touch that thing.
Like, they have training mode that I wanted to try, but I think I fell asleep on the patio for a while. So I missed out on that. But we're going to show it to the camera. I mean, it's a real guitar. I mean, you can plug it in and play it, and
strap has lightning on it, which makes you play better.
That's good point.
Oh, yeah, lightning.
Lightning always makes everything better.
But it's pretty tough to play. So, but there's a training mode you said that helps you out, and so that was really cool. Thanks for bringing that by. That was a lot of fun.
No problem. I'll bring it next time.
Yeah.
Talking about the tournament, I should give a shout out to our second place team. I got second place in the 2v2 tournament with my partner Joe Hilbert, we started the preponderance of the heavy medic combo in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, we made it so that everyone for the rest of the game played heavy medic.
Yeah. Pretty much so, cuz when Moot and I were forming plans, I get this brilliant idea. Well, how about I go sniper and you go scout and you harry him and I'll pick him off and then you take the point and I'll just keep him from the point. That didn't work at all.
No.
So we found out they could hide behind the wall. And we tried everything.
Oh,
we were
Lakeside,
switching from class to class. And we just got owned that first match. And then it was just like, well, I guess we're going to have to go the old heavy medic route. And that's when it started.
Yeah.
So what prize did you pick out?
I got a blue sticky bomb to match our red one. So
nice.
I was just going to go in the studio with the other one.
I got a curse shirt.
Curse shirt?
What'd you end up getting, Moot?
The cards. I got the DWP
Oh,
Mook got the DWP playing cards, and he's going around getting everybody to sign it.
Yep.
So everybody who wasn't here needs to fly up to Canada and get it signed their card.
Canada.
Yeah, and actually, one cool thing that happened here at the con was we have a poster, a DWPP poster that we had everybody here sign, and we're going to frame it and put it up in the studio, in our podcast studio. And it's something that we started, I guess, last year. We did that, but it ended up in my house.
Yeah,
so maybe I should.
That happen?
I don't know.
I don't know how it happened.
And it wasn't actually signed by everybody. It wasn't really official. Anyway, so this one's like the official. So, and it's actually, you know, the first DWPP. So, and we'll have, you know, many more to come.
Yeah.
And and everyone here signed it, right? Everyone signed it? Okay. Oh, and Wes signed it too. I don't know
why
he signed our own poster.
Well, there were pens out and posters. And we had been signing stuff, so I was like, oh, I need to sign this. Okay, I'll sign this one too. Oh, this one's going in the studio. Cool.
He's lying. He's got headshots of himself signed by himself in our studio.
I do.
On the wall.
Yeah.
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 I have a signed...
my number one fan, Wes.
The one and only. No.
Yeah. I have a signed Wes Wilson above my bed that I didn't plan on telling anyone.
Yeah.
So...
And it's actually Wes Wilson. It's this swing that he has up there. Wes stays in it. And it's signed by Eric, oddly enough. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah. It is weird. Stuff. Yeah. It's something we should probably not talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, honestly, all I can really think of the past week is the DWPP. It's just been so much fun this week. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Y'all have made this a blast. So thank y'all so much.
Yeah.
And, that's all I need to say about my week. Then we have someone else up here.
Freckles.
Who's Freckles? You know, you got a con. You got to have Freckles up here, right?
Yeah.
So how was your week?
My week was good. I played a lot of the TF2. And I played in the tournament this weekend, and I...
Okay, you got to talk more.
I lost a lot. I lost terribly, horribly, embarrassingly the very first round, and I was eliminated. Blue and Helix. I lost to Blue and Helix.
I think I started crying a little bit after that match.
I cried a little bit. It was very humiliating. They didn't take it easy on me like I asked them to. They beat up a girl, and it was very mean. And I will never forgive them.
So can we say that the Xbox controller is mightier than the Wii stick?
Oh.
Is that,
yeah, you could do that.
So.
I don't use a Wii stick, for the record.
Okay, but Spike on your team, right?
Yeah, I'm going to beat him later.
Okay. With a Wii stick, you're going to add a nunchuck?
With everything I can get my hands on, I think.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So who do you play? What class are you
in? I play Engineer almost exclusively. I Soldier probably is my second most played class, and I like to Medic and Pyro as well, but mostly I Engineer. I love Engineer. Oh,
yeah. So did y'all go Engineer the whole match?
First I went Engineer. I was a minigun Engineer, and that wasn't really working out, so I switched to Soldier. And Spike went Engineer, and that didn't work out either.
So y'all didn't have the pleasure of playing against another heavy medic combo, and I think
they were Soldier and Demo.
Right. So you didn't see that the only true winning combo was the medic and heavy, and I think that was started off by it was a Falcon and no.
Oh, uh-uh. It was us.
Oh, well, I didn't see y'all play.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. Like, at first I started off, and we tried, what did we try? We tried Soldier and Demo, I think. And we were like, okay, we'll do this. But then, like, we kept dying over and over again. And so then, like, we both, I respawned, like, a couple of seconds after him, and I saw him running forward as a heavy, and I went, that's it. And I went medic because that's my number one class right now.
Well, okay. How about this? Next year, let's go ahead and make this a rule. You can't play a medic or a heavy during a 2v2.
I like it.
Why don't you just say you can't have the heavy medic combo?
I'd say you can't play either one.
No. Yes. I think that's a good idea, too.
And that was planned. It's just, you know, how plans happen.
But I think really we need to go for 3v3 or 4v4 next time. I think that would be.
Well, they're doing 4v4 later, right? Is that still going on?
I think as the number one loser, I should get a consolation prize.
Does she deserve a prize?
I don't know. Does she deserve a prize, Eric?
She does. Maybe does. Something that is sticky?
Yes.
Does, I, like sticky I think everybody here has to agree on it here.
Yeah, do yeah. we do everybody? We Yeah, we have one.
I see a lot of nose, thumbs down.
Yeah, does the number one loser get this?
Oh, we got a clapper. We got a slow clapper. It's snowballed into.
I think that's right. I think maybe it should go to Spike. Because it has spikes on it. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the number one loser.
But I'm pretty sure I know where it's going to end up. And it's probably in the swing with Wes and signed by Eric. But that's just a guess.
Nice, nice.
So,
well, it is a sticky bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll give you a sticky bomb later. Oh, okay.
That's an euphemism, I think. So, well, I think, I don't know, do we have other prizes to give out? Is there,
I don't know.
Do we have any reason to give out prizes?
I don't know.
Any reasons?
A spy shirt. I don't know if I have one of those up here.
Yeah, there's one in there. There's a sweet,
gray one at the bottom.
Sweet this spy
one?
Shirt.
Oh.
And a crocodile punch shirt. That's that is a Saxton.
There you go.
Saxton.
Who else deserves a prize?
Everybody! Everyone raises their hands in the audience.
Oh!
Intercepted.
The hat was just caught. Oh!
Intercepted.
I think you just got pterodon rushed or
and
something.
And Clyde Frog gets a hat. Very good. Congrats, Clyde Frog.
Let's see what this is. This is one of my favorite shirts, which Boom Rocker says he will not wear unless he's mowing the yard.
This is a Saxton Hale.
I can't even read what that is. What is that?
Crocodile punch.
I can't read them either.
These are the best shirts ever. I need one of these.
Extra medium.
Extra medium? Okay.
Extra medium. So,
and these are great prizes.
Apparently why these are the only ones left because...
That's see, we don't even have these shirts, and we're giving them away. You know,
that's true. I did win one good thing,
extra
and
large.
I gave it to Joe to Boom Rocker.
Oh, yeah.
For designing graphics for us.
Oh, nice.
Which
what did he get?
He got the
a medium. You got the medium.
I think he got the Man Company shirt.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Manco.
Y'all two fight for that one. Oh, didn't fight for that
and,
one.
And, of course, for the audio listeners, Brent is throwing t-shirts.
Oh, he doesn't want one.
The audience is catching t-shirts as they fly through the air.
Yes.
We've got...
This is compelling
this
audio,
riveting?
By the way.
Yes. Well, I'm the...
Are y'all doing the play-by-play
play
over there?
Right?
Okay.
Yes,
here
yes, we are.
And Brent is folding up the shirt, kind of in his hand. He's making it into a ball to throw. I like the way he's using the overhand turn.
He is definitely
and one of the shirts has been thrown back to us because it's a medium and won't fit the person.
That's right.
So,
should we really be...
I think we really only got one person
to,
who a medium will fit in this whole room, and that is... Adam's fiance, Jess.
That's
so
true.
I think Jess is going to end
Wait,
up getting five shirts
one,
because they're all mediums.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes. There is a girl.
Joe.
Now.
You don't want a shirt.
Brent is taking
art.
The rolled up posters
you
and
love
holding
art.
Them in a very
no, I'm
interesting
in art.
Fashion.
You love art.
So, yes,
turn around and give him
a
no, just
yeah.
I don't know if we're doing this right. Who this has not gotten a prize?
And he is
really?
Still throwing posters.
Why would you do this to me?
Anybody else
that
not
is a cruel
anything.
And evil thing you have done.
And the hosts are taking
shirt.
Shots of Goldschlager now.
Well, here, you come here, Blue.
And Wes made the
really
gross
Wes?
Face after drinking
See,
a Goldschlager.
See, you pick one and then pass the other three to the next person who
yeah.
has
Stay with us, folks.
Puff,
we
puff,
are
give.
Giving away
puff, puff,
gifts
give.
Here live at the DWPP.
Mood.
It's a little crazy.
Pick one of these.
If you stick with us, we will get back on track. We promise.
I have no clue. Oh,
I can't believe
no,
you gave me that.
Won that. I saw
okay.
someone walking out with
Are we have two more posters. We're going to save that for the end.
Here.
We're going to save one at least for like a player of the week or anything like that.
And that's Pterodon gets a poster. He ran an awesome StarCraft 2 tourney which I got owned. Who won that? That's true. I mean, we were in the studio. We weren't actually playing StarCraft. But who
it's
won the StarCraft
beautiful.
2 tournament?
Let's see.
It was Eagle. Eagle won. StarCraft 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jess got a crocodile punch shirt. Sweet. Yep.
So,
and Clyde Frog with his Manco so trucker hat.
Isn't it? Well, and actually
Mr. Eagle's fiance has her crocodile punch shirt draped over her chest. It's stroking the Man Company logo on it.
I'm sure it sounds great.
No, really. It was kind of hot.
All right. Okay, so we've
got this Fostex digital recorder. Who gets that? This laptop? Who gets the laptop?
Who gets my bottle of rum? Okay, so.
So I think that's the end of the TF2 swag. Which
yeah, we have given away all the TF2 swag.
Super.
And that, my friends, is what is in the briefcase this week.
Yes. TF2 swag that we have given away.
Yes. All right, let's close up that briefcase.
Wait, shouldn't we get them to close it up for us?
Okay.
Will y'all close the briefcase up for us?
Close it up. Yeah, we need to oil it.
The briefcase sounds like a Skeksy.
Time warp or something.
Very creepy.
Okay, I don't really know what's next. We got news.
News, yes, we've got some news.
Okay, so is everybody ready to saddle up and kick some ass?
Yes.
If you go to the TF2 blog, you can actually see the Team Fortress 2 song, which was done by one of my favorite people, Brental Floss.
Brental Floss?
I thought I had known the guy, but maybe not.
I don't remember.
It seemed really familiar.
Is it because you thought he was you?
Oh, that's right. His name's close to mine. That's right. So, anyway, enjoy the news and the video.
Yep. We'll provide a link in the show notes, I guess.
Did I go out of order?
I don't know. You might have.
Oh, wow.
Is there an order? We're all out of order.
This whole podcast is out of order.
Yes. I will hold you in contempt.
We're hurting Maz with our master volume.
Are we?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So we're... Right. Okay, he's taking care of it. He's taking care of business.
So
what's the other song that's been stuck in my head all weekend long?
Spill some wine!
You did it to me.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so what's next?
We Built This Town?
Oh.
That's been in my head all weekend long.
Podcast.
Yeah.
But... Anyway, go to YouTube and search for We Built This Town.
Yeah, go to the Dead Workers Party channel and see our new video.
That's right, if you're into Minecraft.
So,
or if you're not, just give us some hits. We like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy the song on iTunes, Amazon. I won't go through all of them. Okay, so that leads us into our next segment, which we like to call...
What is it? That sounds good. Which one is it?
Trying to get it from you.
You tell us what to do.
That's in the contributions case.
They don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on.
It's our show in one segment. I think they're trying to tell us something here. I think they're saying one segment is enough. Just put it all together.
So Brent, what segment is this?
Well, I think I already did news for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
News. So now we can go into
what's in the satchel?
Is it what's in the crate? Are we gonna do that one?
What's in the crate?
Oh, that's it. Okay. What's in the crate?
Huh? Okay. All right. Ready for
what's in the crate?
All right. Cool. It's Watson.
Okay. So who here has an idea for Team Fortress 2? This is a new segment where you can put your own idea. And Robin listens to the show, so he's going to personally decide what's good. But come on up. Come on up. Form a line here.
Yeah.
Everybody form a line.
How about a crate where if you open it up, you get 5 keys?
Hey, I like that. Make crates worthwhile. You know what I mean?
There's a gamble. Like, you're going to get a bunch of crates to open up if you just buy one key.
A crate that gives you a bunch of keys. I like it.
That was from Blue?
It's like asking your genie for more wishes.
That's true.
Come on up. Form a line. Come on up. We want everybody. Everybody.
We need more keys.
Well, what do you want in Team Fortress 2? In a crate, here's out of a crate. Here we got Spike, Sprocket, Rocket Sauce. What are we calling you now?
I am right now. I am Spike J Rocket Sauce. You guys call me Spike. The 4L's guys call me Rocket Sauce. So I'm trying to make it so that everybody knows who I am.
Sprockets. Right. This is where we like to dance.
We were talking earlier, and we think an awesome thing to be in the crate would be an item that allows the engineer, and the engineer alone, to take his teleporters from either direction.
Oh.
Get back home, get some more metal, come back out.
Maybe
move the teleporter if you've pushed up a base.
Well, sure. You can
teleport back and grab it and run up.
Obviously, you can grab it and move it, but if you could take it from either direction, I think it would be way more
maybe
useful.
You could only, as a trade out, you could only take it up to level one.
A level one teleporter? If the engineer could take it from either direction,
yeah,
he'd be a happy man.
Yeah.
I've heard that about him.
I believe you're probably right.
Engineers should always wear a helmet when they're
Freckles,
taking it both ways.
You're an engineer. Do you like to take it from either direction?
Yikes.
Yes, sir, I do.
I'm just going to leave it at that because it's a family show. That's, bye.
So next.
Thank you, Rocket Sauce.
No more What's in the Crate. That is going to make it a really short segment.
What's in the Crate?
Another one. This one's from Blue, 4L.
A paint that you can take off one hat and put on another.
Oh.
Reusable.
They're just getting rid of the thing hold together.
X you know? That one.
Kinda. You don't like that one? Does that one get a big?
We don't have the sound file.
You know what paint goes for these days? But Team Spirit, if you got Team Spirit, you could switch.
That's true.
I couldn't get them to exit. They're all looking at me like, I don't want to exit, Blue. He'll hit me.
Joe Hills.
Howdy, y'all. Joe Hills here. And I got a suggestion for What's in the Crate. I think that you should be able to get a laser pointer that causes no damage, but you can just point it directly in the eyes of somebody or in the sensor of a sentry gun, and it blinds them. And you can use paint buckets to change the color of the laser, because this is the 50s, and we don't really understand how that works yet.
Nice.
I'm going to answer for Spencer, since he's not here, and I know he would answer right now.
Dumbest idea ever.
I didn't listen to a word you said, because I was trying to figure out what the accent was coming from.
I like that. Different colors.
And evidently that mic's running pretty hot, so watch out.
Hi, this is Moot. I would just like to keep going along that paint theme. I would love to see, instead of just like a solid red or solid salmon or whatever fruity colors they have, to get like an actual theme. So like you could have a U.S. theme with stars and stripes or whatever, a Canadian theme with red and
paint. Oh, nice.
Not bad.
Weapons paint, too. Right. No, not weapons paint. No.
Yes, weapons paint, because I would love to have a pink sentry.
Thank you, Moods. Nice one.
Yeah.
You got Art here.
Okay, hi, everybody. I'm Joe Hilbert.
So, what did I call
and
Art?
My idea for a weapon is for the spy, a Dead Ringer-esque watch that, when activated, makes all of the opposing team in a short radius appear like your team spies.
Holy crap, that's cool. Like mass disguise.
Mass illusion.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. That's nice. Crazy.
That's good.
Like a buff banner, but like for disguising.
So I've got one. You want to hear mine real quick?
Okay.
So I think that there should be like a shield for the heavy. Uh-huh. Okay? And he takes 50% damage, but he only deals out 25% of his damage. So basically you're like a decoy. You stand there and you can take all kinds of damage, but you can't dish it out.
Nice.
No, but because people would focus on the heavy, not thinking, oh, he's got a shield out.
Would you really not think he had the shield out, though? I mean, he would have a shield out. And his loadout. I say go one step further. He can pull out this super awesome-looking shield, and he takes no damage, but can do no damage.
Okay.
Be able to take damage from backstab or something.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Like, directional, no damage. I like that.
Modern Warfare 2, that you can sit there with a shield and like take an AC 130 and shot and be like, oh, I'm fine.
Yeah. So, right. No, that's actually a really cool idea.
Oh.
So, all around, we all just came up with an awesome idea. Like that.
No, we didn't.
Excellent.
Okay, what's your idea?
Okay, so my idea is there's a crate that when you open it, it explodes, logs you out of Steam, and then deletes half your games.
Yeah!
Take the I don't know about
he
that.
Wants more people to play StarCraft.
That's right.
Why are you playing TF2? We should be playing StarCraft.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just a stream thing. I have to gain up for us.
We have a microphone issue in the stream, but...
And so everybody knows, real quick, we're using our mobile setup for this. We're not in our studio. Our studio is about like a quarter mile that way.
Yeah.
Well, maybe 200 yards. 200 yards.
Yeah.
It's an eighth of a mile.
Increase point capture speed while taunting. So you leave yourself more vulnerable, but you can speed it up a little bit.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, I see.
I like it.
And it could even like be cool new taunts for like that only worked while you were on
the cat
there.
Point. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So,
I would want the spy doing that to do the like the frog dance from Bugs Bunny. Hello, my honey. Hello, my hello, my ragtime gal.
Why wouldn't the frog man do that?
I don't know.
What would the chief do, Eric?
He would
smoke a pipe.
He would do some sort of like a rain dance.
Good call.
And then it would start raining. Everybody get wet.
And so everybody would know what's going on. There'd be like a little rain cloud.
That's right.
Over the point.
That's right.
Rain like, down and
get
speed
up, get
it
the
up.
Chief. He's rain dancing.
And then he would soul net them.
Right.
Which works in real life. So the player would get soul netted. And okay, I think we're off topic.
I think the heavy would go, free portraits! Free portraits!
Do I need to get mine off the ground? Sorry.
They need to give the sniper a weapon option for the second slot other than the SMG or shields or the jar. Like another damaging weapon.
Like a
slingshot.
Oh, another like range.
Yeah, another medium range option. Like, or even give him a shotgun to work with or something.
Shotgun. I would go with shotgun because I can do my strange shotgun over there.
Yeah, boomerang would be cool. That too.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. You're back again.
Right,
we don't want Zergs in TF2.
All right, another idea here.
So, what about when you open the crate, there's a gun that is your hand, and every time you fire it, it goes bang, bang, bang. So, and it's labeled the real handgun.
Would like a flag come out that said bang on it as well?
No, it would actually deal damage. Like, something would come out. I mean...
And I think we should give Terran.
But wouldn't that be a cool, like, I don't know, a spy taunt?
It just comes up, bang, bang, bang.
Has, like, the, you know, the old gun that when you shoot it, the flag comes out that says bang?
Right.
But then it kills the person?
Bugs Bunny style.
Like a taunt, like killing taunt.
Sure.
Oh, you don't have the mic. Thank you very much, Terran.
We'll give him the prize for the worst idea.
We're combining them. It's like the Voltron of bad ideas right here.
Nice.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Okay.
We're drinking water, of course. We just only have small cups.
That's right. Very small cups.
I still like the idea of the pyro sentry. A flamethrower sentry, short range, basically the pyro's flamethrower on a sentry.
Yeah. Yeah. Hide them in the ground. Oh yeah, hide them in the ground. They just pop up through the ground. Very creepy. Hide them.
This is the part of the podcast where you can't hear anything.
I know.
That's right. That's right.
They want a pop-up turret.
So, and if you do have an idea, come to the mic.
Otherwise, the crate is about to close.
They've got an idea that involves Goldschlager. I mean, water with little gold flakes in it and shots.
That's right. You have anything, Mr. Eagle?
People always
you got anything
talk
good?
Not near the mic.
We can't hear you.
And they don't
realize. We need a mic. You need a mic.
Just you like got to come up here and talk
and it better be good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be better than Terran's ideas. I mean.
Oh, blue.
And they're like class specific. So like the little engineer of a vanity pet that like sits on top of his dispenser and like whacks it with a wrench or something.
Nice.
Yep.
Pets.
Something
like that.
And TF2. I think that's what they're working on right now. They've been kind of silent.
Awesome.
For a little bit, so I'm pretty sure it's pets or next.
Is this like in WoW, like the dwarf dancing on the mailbox?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we need more of those.
Except the spy would be like the night elf dancing on them.
Right.
Nice. All right. All right, now the crate is closing. Good night, Watson.
Good night, Watson.
Good night, Watson. All right.
This is where you go to sleep.
What's up next? We're just going to take a nap up here?
I don't know. We've been awake most of the weekend.
This is true. Anything in surveillance or anything cool?
Has anybody seen anything cool in TF2 this week that's here locally that they would like to get people to see? No, a lot of shaking heads.
Everyone's been traveling.
I think that means that people need to.
I saw Brent and Moot totally kicking ass in the 2v2 tournament.
Oh. That's right. That's right. Oh, here's Moot.
I also saw Brent and Moot totally kicking ass in the tournament this weekend.
Says Moot. Nice, nice.
But we will see some A kicking. See how I keep it clean for you there, Eric?
That's right.
Of me playing StarCraft II that Taryn's going to have up at some point. What's your channel that people need to go watch? Here he comes, running up here.
Taryn.
Clop, clop, clop,
clop. My channel is it's on YouTube. It's just Taryn than StarCraft. If you look it up, I might actually start.
SC Southern Style?
It's on his Twitch TV, and then I think we're going to put it up on mine.
Okay.
YouTube page.
There's some anger there, like y'all are fighting. What channel?
No,
Brent's awesome. We got to have it on my channel. No, my channel.
Back and forth when we upload stuff, because we usually stream on his, because my laptop can't stream that well.
Yeah.
So I just don't remember which turn it is.
But the bad news is when you go and watch his videos, periodically they will delete half your Steam games and kick you out of TF2 for an hour.
No. 3 hours.
The funniest thing I thought.
And then force you into StarCraft.
When I was playing the StarCraft 2 tournament, I don't even know who kicked my butt so bad at this point. Was it who kicked my butt? It was you, Eagle. And I started the first match, and I clicked all my. If you play StarCraft 2, you'll understand. If not, fast forward like 20 seconds. I clicked on all my drones and right clicked, you know, to get them started on the minerals. And then I get my thing making SCVs, and I look over and like none of my SCVs are doing anything because I click like right past the minerals, and like I realize and look up and they're all laughing, they're all at the end of the table laughing and commentating on it because they saw it, and I was like, God. Anyway, so it's funny going. Stuff. It's crazy.
He's going for the no SCV movement strategy.
Yes.
Yeah, like I'm just going to do that sometime. Just run everything to a different base, like even fly the guy all away, and they'll be like, where is he? Anyway, so I guess that's the crate closed over. How did it go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have anything?
No. No. Okay.
Okay. That brings us to
the. Anybody here listen to audiobooks? Audiobooks? Huh? Yeah? Audiobooks? Well, Audible, if you sign up for a free trial at Audible, if you go to deadworkers.com/audibletrial.
AudibleTrial.com/control point.
Hey, see?
Yep.
You know more about this. Why don't you tell us about this, Wes?
Hey. Audible has over 80,000 books that you can listen to. And if you sign up for a free trial, you will get 14 free days of Audible, and you will get one free credit for an audiobook.
One!
And if you decide to... Can you believe I have all this memorized? You wouldn't think I've been saying this every single week for the past, like, 6 months.
No, they can. I see them all falling asleep.
And if you become a subscriber, you get a free subscription to either the Wall Street Journal or New York Times Online, right?
That's true.
True. Additionally, you get one credit a month. It's only $14.99 a month, and you get 30% off all your audiobooks.
30% off!
That's also true.
He keeps interrupting me.
Interrupting Wes.
Additionally, you'll help the show. So go to audibletrial.com/control point and sign up for a 14-day free Audible trial.
Please.
Please. They'll rack you in the nuts. Wait.
I know.
Sunday. That's right. This is Sunday. Does that actually bring us on out?
No, we've got another thing. We've got some
cool.
We've got some evidently some very swift questions.
Swift question.
Aha.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
This is the time in the program when we like to bring out hot chicks to read us questions. Go.
Okay, what's the order?
Oh, do we need to give a spot?
Huh?
We'll go Eric West Brent because it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay. Eric West Brent. Okay, gotcha. Cool. All right.
I'm the engineer, and this is Quick Fire Questions.
With freckles.
Yeehaw.
I'm not really the engineer.
Ha ha.
Yeehaw.
Bacon, bacon.
Are you ready?
Yep. I am ready. Eric goes first.
Eric,
move
are you
ready? On up. Yeah.
Bloody, you ready?
I'm ready.
Pyro, male or female?
Female and Asian.
Hats or no hats?
Hats! Hats, hats!
Creeper, Enderman, Dubstep, or The Spy?
Enderman. He's really cool.
Why are you wearing my pants?
Because it was the only thing that was clean.
That's a spike issue here.
16 squared or square root of 65,536?
16 squared.
That's easy.
Who's the better James Bond, Sean Connery or The Spy?
Sean Connery.
Suck it, Trebek.
We named the dog Indiana.
What Minecraft item would you like to see in TF2 when Minecraft gets released?
Diamonds in TF2.
Dumbest answer ever.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Like, would you shoot them at people?
Diamond, what's in the crate? Diamonds.
Great. You got a diamond. Great. Is it a badge?
This must be quick. This must be quick. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Buddy Christ or Optimus Christ?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going with Optimus Christ.
Good answer. What is Brent on, and where can I get some?
I am on Goldschlager right now, apparently.
And where can they get some?
Right here.
Right here, right now.
That's just water. Shut up.
TF2 terminology or TF2 terminology?
Oh, how about TF2 terminology?
Are you guys going to do a quick fire question type thing for the shaft?
No.
It's so awesome.
Okay.
No, because we don't have you to do it for us.
Yes, you do. I'm right here.
Oh. Yes, but you
I think
don't...
that's a hint. I think it was more a hint than a question.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I think it kind of was.
Okay. Then what I meant to say was yes.
I think that was the first quickfire question that was ever actually wrong. I'm ready.
Relax. It's not another class question.
Relax.
If you could port a level from any game into TF2, what would it be?
Wizardry.
Why?
Because the proving grounds of the Mad Overlord is an awesome place to be.
I have no idea what you just said. What's in the crate or Doug Lombardi?
Doug Lombardi.
Robin Walker.
Robin the Crate.
Robin the
Crate. Robin the Cradle.
I like
that. Yeah, we figured that one out.
Yeah, he'll definitely listen to that segment.
Glad we got that.
If you could be a class from TF2, which class would you be?
I would be a medic. Come on. You guys would be lined up. Man, my back hurts. My foot hurts. My knee hurts.
My back does hurt.
I've got a hangover.
Yeah. I just shoot you in the
You'd
face.
You'd be all about it.
Face. What took Eric so long to wake up this morning?
Apparently he was having a little a sleeping fest with the chief.
Yeah. Plus he couldn't find any pants.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
okay.
weren't clean.
That's all the quick
any
fire
clean
questions.
Pants.
Special thanks to Keenan Roz, Zion Soldier 365, Awkward Meerkat, Vinyl Scratch, Danix, Potato Man, Ping Pong 1109, WKW 427, Crocs 611, Shadow 51247, Kit 411230, The Zumbi, Luke Holder 4, Aleph Null, and Rocket Sauce.
Yeah!
Wes.
And now that brings us to something we like to call TF2
Terminology.
You guys,
Clyde Frog, we love you. Have a safe ride home. Clyde Frog is heading out the door.
See ya, Clyde Frog.
He's been here all
Clyde,
weekend.
It was special.
And he's not as old
Man,
as you
Clyde
think.
Put in some work this weekend. He played board games. He played D&D. He played TF2.
Yes, he
was working
he
it.
Okay, you guys, we put this together at the last minute, like just a second ago.
Okay, TF terminology, well, last
give
minute.
Him, give him his mic, too.
And we are going with...
sounds better.
Helix.
Yes. I'll start off. The first one is called Gun Humber.
Oh, wait.
Wait. Use this mic.
Use that one.
Yeah, that one's a better
Gun
one.
Gun Humber from Pink Poodle. She says, it is an engineer that never leaves a sentry and rarely stops whacking it.
What was the term?
Gun humper.
A gun humper.
Yes.
Whacking his sentry all the time. I can see that. I am a bad gun humper. I am.
I don't hump my gun too. I just set it up and run away.
He's not a gun humper.
I don't. I'm afraid. I huddle near it and hump it.
You are a gun humper then.
Yep.
Gun humper.
Well, if you're a gun humper, then you'll love this next one. It's called the Ninjaneer.
The Ninjaneer.
Nice.
Engineer. It's an engineer whose strategy revolves around placing sentry guns behind enemy lines to catch players off guard, or teleporters, or...
Oh, I like that. The Ninjaneer. That's pretty
ninjaneer,
sweet.
Ninjaneer, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Nice. I am not much of an engineer. I used to try to be an engineer, and it got very frustrating.
I was an engineer earlier. I built a red level 3 sentry gun in the blue intel room. So they would catch our intel, but when they tried to cap it, oops, they're dead.
Oh, brutal.
That was from Jekyll. I'm sorry, Jekyll, I didn't mention it.
All right, the next one that we have is Attic, submitted by Blue, and it is the upper level of any map. Pretty much any high ground would be considered the attic.
Okay, the attic.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Some attic action. Yeah, makes sense. That's good stuff.
Go on.
No mic for you.
Do you have like an old cousin that lives up in the attic?
Is that like...
Is that what you call, like, if you find a spy up there?
I have flowers.
My uncle's
flowers
in the attic.
I have flowers in the attic.
There you go.
Yeah. And a sister and my other sister are in the attic.
We're getting a little deep here.
I know.
Yeah.
A little too much terminology.
And you can get that book where?
Audible.com.
At Audible. Flowers in the attic.
Flowers in the attic.
DC yeah. Andrews. I read
next
it.
Next we have Shut Elbow, up. And this is submitted by Boomrocker.
Elbow?
Is still here, I believe. It's any bend or blind corner on the map, preferably the first one you come to.
Okay.
You know, that is a good one. I love the elbow.
We used to name
like
the elbow.
The elbow.
And the ammo can.
The sewers, that was the elbow, right? The sewers.
Elbow.
It's a sentry right angle. In our elbow.
All right, this one is Puffer Pyro, or Puffer for short, by Boomrocker again. The pyro who is very skilled with air blast, pretty much the most dangerous pyro you can encounter in the field.
Indeed, the puffer pyro or the puffer. Earlier today, me and Spike had an Uber and were running for the first point on leg 2 of Dust Bowl, and we both got juggled by a pyro.
Now, I don't think it's wrong to call, like, when you have a puffer up there and maybe they save a point or something, say, great blowjob. Is that wrong?
No.
It might be a little.
Or you can say you're really good at bowling or something. Like,
technically, that's what's happening, I guess. Yeah.
It's not really a job for some people. Anyway, the next one is very painfully obvious, and, like, we've had it put on our forums over and over, and everybody knows this term, but it is called the spy check.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I'm sure everyone's heard it before, but please do it.
And this is a hockey reference, right? Yes.
This means if you are a pyro or any other class, shoot your teammates from time to time and make sure they're not a spy.
Yes.
For the grace of the heavy and the other guys, it can't really do that kind of thing.
Usually what a spy check means to me is stand on the dispenser and or sentry and do a circle with your flamethrower going.
Yeah, and if a teammate says spy check, turn to your nearest person you see on your team and stab them.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter who they are, what you are, just check it.
All right, the last one was added at the very last second, late last night. It is called Brenting, when anyone cheats at anything ever at all.
Nice.
Yeah, and this is like binds and anything else. If you're Brenting through a wall, that means you are cheating somehow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Brenting.
And it kind
of
coincides. See, here's the thing.
There
may be some sour grapes from last night because you guys did win a 2v2. But I swear I died inside my spawn one time from your bullets. I'm just saying.
They were Brenting.
Brenting.
I get Brented a lot.
Yes, we all get Brented. When he was grilling, he was Brenting somehow.
If you have lost, you have been Brented.
Yes. Yes.
And I want to thank everybody from 4L who went on the forums and submitted all their entries. Some of them were great. Some really sucked. But keep them coming, please. You know, because we cannot, our brains don't have the capacity or the will to even come up with these on our own. So
good stuff.
All right.
Well, good. Thank you. And that was
you. Pretty
blue.
Much can rely on me doing something stupid every week.
Yeah, I think Gun Humper and Ninjaneer are my favorites from that one.
Oh yeah, yeah, I like Ninjaneer.
Gun Humper.
So that was Blue and Double Helix from 4L. Skip them around.
And oh, hooray, hooray!
Awesome. Okay.
And they're all fronting. I think there should be some new terminology about spilling wine.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, hey, Eric.
Yes.
It's your turn.
No, it's not my turn.
Oh, intercepted. Man, he's Brenting.
You don't know how much I have to
he
pee right now.
He just Brented your shot.
Yeah, he just Brented your shot.
So I have to pee so bad, I'm going to limp out of here.
Okay.
That bad? Really?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
we got. I need a wheelchair.
We're gonna pause this.
Are we gonna pause?
No.
This is the end of the episode.
No, I keep going. I think it is the end, though.
Oh well, why don't we let?
I got an empty tin can.
We do have a player of the week, and that player of the week is not here.
Aww.
Where's Moot?
Where's Moot? Where's
Moot?
Moot.
Your player of the week for being the most kick a.
Something strange is going on here.
People are running around grabbing
the best medic.
They're stabbing us with swords.
I can't help but notice I'm the only one here that hasn't had their head cut off.
That's right. We've been beheaded.
This is going crazy.
This is insane.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Oh, your typical CP.
But I hope y'all are enjoying it. So this is the point where we plug everything and anyone, our guests. Do you have anything you want to plug?
I have
Do
someone.
I ever?
Yikes.
That makes two of us.
Hey,
wait, I'm not allowed to say stuff like that, am I? Anyway, if anybody here has something they want to plug, website? Huh?
For all clans.
Mr. Joe Hills?
Howdy, y'all. Joe Hills here, and I do some Minecraft videos up on YouTube, but I've also got some videos from the Dead Workers Party Party, and you can find them at youtube.com/JoeHillsTSD, as in Tango Sierra Delta or Team Snow Day.
Yes.
Nice, nice.
And I would, suggest going and checking him out because he's pretty much the only one here filming stuff. No, Blue filmed some stuff, but there's already some stuff online right now on YouTube. Some very bad jokes told by our very own in-house Wes Wilson.
I told jokes from my 4-year-old.
And they're on his site. So go to his site and check out the videos. There's a bunch of them. They're
also,
funny.
Go to 4lclan.com and check out the 4L forums. And you can get information there about our weekly tournaments and other exciting events that we hold.
Excellent. And anything and you want to pimp out, Brent?
I started a new podcast with my brother called Hunting for Health. You can find that on the web. Just search for it because I don't know the link.
And
actually, you can go to deadworkers.com/network, and you can get the link to it there.
That's right.
And, of course, we've got Core Elements coming out mostly every week, depending on whether I can get a guest or not, where we talk about gaming, me and Spencer. And sometimes, if I can get these guys to join us, sometimes they'll be in the studio.
That's right.
Yeah, they never give me, I don't know what's going on.
And so what is your Twitter account, Brent, if everybody wants to follow you?
I can't say it. He'll have to bleep that, I think. I'm not sure, but at Brent Copeland. Yeah. You can find me there. I think I'm going to have my name legally changed to at Brent Copeland. Would that be weird?
That'd be
I
awesome.
Noticed that you've been doing that on your Steam account. You're at Brent Copeland sometimes on Steam.
And I've been signing all the posters and everything
at
Brent Copeland.
He did at Joe Hills, too.
Autographs.
I think in the end, everybody's just going to have their name as their Twitter account.
Yeah.
That's right.
Or their Twatter account. I'll do it for you. That's how much I love you.
Well, I was going to say, actually, I always identify with that at symbol ever since I was playing Minecraft, you know, because that's you right there. And then your name. What's more you than your name? You just take the two together. I think Brent and I, we're doing well. Other folks are going to follow.
We're blazing a trail into the future so fast that I need another shot of Goldschlager.
You got to wear shades.
Well, sure. I gotta go pee. And speaking of pee, this has been a great DWPP. Pay. PP.
I like that.
And
we miss you, Spencer. Kinda.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Spencer's on his way home right now.
Yeah.
He couldn't join
with
us.
Rube Bender. It's been an incredible weekend. Thanks for everybody who tuned in. Thanks for everybody who came. We love you all.
To the next DWPP.
Yo. Yeah. What?
And we are out.
You are now at the end of another episode of Control Point.
Victory.
Every one of you deserves a medal.
A podcast brought to you by the Dead Workers Party. See the show notes and leave comments for this episode at controlpoint.deadworkers.com. Or leave us a voicemail at area code 256-812-1010.
Alvidosen!
One fifteen. All right, now that that's out of the way.
That's not out of the way.
Was good trip!
Dead Workers Party Network. It's like sex times bacon.